Welcome to How to Build a Tent 2019. We made it. We survived the holiday, the Christmas craziness, the New Year's. I hope you guys had a great time. I hope you were blessed. Thank you so much for tuning back in and listening to this show. I'm so excited for what God has for us on the show, for you guys and your business on this network, the Cross Politic Networks. Go over to crosspolitic.com, become a member, and get great benefits and come alongside of us as we grow and proclaim the Lordship of Jesus in every area of life, shows, blogs, merchandise. You also get great discounts on that stuff. So please go check that out. So today, I need to stop saying so. My wife told me to stop saying so much. And I realized that. So and. Those are my New Year's resolutions of things to stop saying in the show. The New Year, we always start thinking about New Year's resolutions, what we're going to do, with the things that we are going to achieve, the goals that we're going to set, what God has for us, and how are we going to change? How are we going to improve? So today I want to talk about how opportunity happens and how we should, or if we should be waiting around for it, or what should we be doing? So before we do that, this show is brought to you by Brickhouse Nutrition and the Field of Greens. This is a great product. It is all the fruit and vegetables that you need grounded up in a powder form. It tastes delicious. I put it in my drink with the acai juice that you get at Costco. That stuff's fantastic as well. It has a citrusy flavor. It's delicious. You can put it in smoothies, green tea. I put it in water sometimes when I have to go. When I'm on the go, and it's great. So if you put in the code below, HTBT, and thebrickhousenutrition.com, you will get 10% off. You can subscribe to this stuff so you don't even have to think about it. It just comes every month, or you can just do it once, try it out, see how good you feel after just taking it for a couple days. It makes me feel great. I have energy. I'm not as tired. It boosts your immune system and all that stuff. It's really great. So check it out. Brickhouse Nutrition, get 10% off when you put in the code HTBT. All right, so a lot of people, I'm already breaking my New Year's resolution. This is terrible. A lot of people sit around and expect opportunities to just come their way. They expect opportunities to fall into their lap, and it never happens. People are just waiting around, and then they start to get bitter, and they start to get angry with the world. Like, why doesn't good things just happen to me? Why do good things happen to other people and not to me? And so I want to talk about that today because I confess I'm a dreamer. I often think about what it would be like to just have opportunities fall into my lap. If somebody came and pitched me an idea and told me to run with it and gave me unlimited resources, my mind, I daydream. Sometimes my wife will just look at me and I'm like staring off into the sky for days. Because, I did my Strength Finder test. If you've ever done that Strength Finder, I have ideation and futuristic. So I'm constantly in the clouds thinking about what can be, what ideas can happen, what the future is going to look like. Luckily, I had the activator strength too, which means I just want to jump in and get things going, which makes me very susceptible to entrepreneurship. And I say that susceptible because I'm kind of joke, because, entrepreneurship's dangerous. It's gambling. It's like Vegas. But I get into that mindset of, oh, wouldn't it be great if this just happened to me? But it never does. And why is that? Because opportunities never just fall into your lap. If you wait for opportunity to come to you, you're going to be waiting a long time. You hear those sayings like waiting on a big break, or waiting for an opportunity to present itself, or for God to open a door. But that's just not how God created this world. God didn't create the world where people are going around giving handouts and giving freebies. But it requires us to go out and do the work. And as we start going out and looking for the opportunities, that's when the opportunities present itself. It's not because the system's unfair. It's not because America is oppressive. It's not because you just had the short end of the stick. It's because just life doesn't work that way. And oftentimes, the most successful people are the ones that are working the hardest. And we just don't see that. You don't see the actors on TV and how many rehearsals and how many interviews they went on, how much rejection you had. They never show all the actors in LA that are servers. When you watch your professional sports teams, you're not seeing the minor leagues. You're not watching the practices. You're not watching the 10 to 12 hours of game tape, of working out, and all those things that they put in to get to the place they're in. Now, a lot of those athletes have natural skill that God gave them, and they're fulfilling what God has put them on this earth for. But they had to work on it. They had to develop their natural skills. Very few people, I don't know anyone, and I'm saying very few because I'm sure there's probably one exception that someone's thinking about. But rarely, if any, has there ever been a time where someone has just been able to get by on their natural ability. But they have to work on it. They have to develop it. They have to cultivate it. Because that's how God made the world. He's made the world in a way where he gives us a gift and he wants us to cultivate it, to grow it. And that is what we need to be doing. We need to be doing that. Because how life works is people will give you opportunities. Opportunities will come your way when people want to be with you. When people think that you are going to give them value. When it's going to be something that's going to benefit them. So you need to be in a place where you can provide value to other people. You need to be doing things that is going to allow people to give you the opportunity. How do you become so valuable that people want to give you opportunities, that you find yourself starting to get opportunities? Well, for one, you don't stay where you're at. What do I mean by that? You start developing new skills. Start doing research. Start looking for areas that you have not tried, that you have not learned, that you are not familiar with, that would excite you, and then start developing skills to go after that. Maybe it's computer programming. That is an industry that is going to have high demand and give you opportunities. Maybe it is entrepreneurship. Maybe it's electrical work. Maybe it's being a plumber. Maybe it's being a mechanic. Start thinking about what excites you, what motivates you, and then take that motivation and go to work. Go to work building skills, doing research, enrolling in classes, researching on YouTube. Start doing things to build up skills in the area you want opportunities to happen in. What will happen is you will get to a place where your skills are so developed that people will start offering you opportunity because now you provide value to them. They're not just going to give you value and or give you an opportunity, a career, a promotion if they don't think you can do it, if you don't have the skills for that opportunity. You need to put yourself in a place to get it. And what happens naturally is when you start developing skills, when you start learning about industry or a profession, is you start hanging around those people. You start meeting them at classes, at seminars, at school, at training, at the career course, at the conference, whatever it is. And you start meeting people and you start putting yourself in a position to start getting opportunities and starting to meet people. Because if you just sit around the house and you go to the job that you always go to and you're not getting opportunities, how are you supposed to get these opportunities presented to you? How are you going to meet the people that are going to give you opportunities? So be developing those skills. Secondly, is acquire new experiences. Start volunteering. Start looking for a new job at an entry-level position if needed, if you're in that place, or looking for charities to help out in those, looking for any way where you can start building up experiences in the area that you want to move into or the opportunities you're looking for. Charity is a great way to find opportunity because a lot of rich people who provide opportunities for people are involved in charities. They're on the boards, they're managing the charities themselves, or they're heavily involved as donors. So look for different experiences to start building. Maybe it's marketing. Maybe you can offer some marketing experience, some social media. You'll go to a charity or go to your church and offer to start posting on a social media account, creating a social media account, making posts, filming their sermons, filming the charity event, live streaming it on Facebook. offer to do that because oftentimes they can't afford to pay anyone. So then there's a great opportunity for you to gain experience. Or maybe it is offering to help, if you want to become a mechanic, offering to help fix your neighbor's car or change someone's tire. Like, those are the things that will start to build experience. Then you can go to a auto shop or body shop and say, hey, I've been working on cars for 6 months or a year. I've taken these courses. I went to this trade school. And then you can move into that area. Or maybe it is in accounting. So you need to start finding ways to volunteer at your neighbor's tax place during tax season. Ask help file paperwork. And then when you're there in the office doing the entry level work, start asking, start learning, start looking to add those skills while you're getting that experience. Then when you get that accounting degree or that accounting certificate to go into taxes or to become a CPA or to become an accountant, you're going to have the experience. So when those opportunities come, you're going to get it. This is how those opportunities happen. It comes from working. It's coming from getting out and doing things. It's coming from changing how you've done things in the past and making yourself available for opportunities to happen. And the last thing, the last tip that I would strongly recommend is building connections. Connections are the most important area, most important thing when looking for opportunities. And this isn't even just to get, but to give as well. One of the things that I love to do that has really helped me in life is connecting different people. Because getting my MBA, being in the entrepreneurship world, being in the consulting world, I meet tons of people that do a lot of different things. And one of the things I get to do is when I'm just in a normal conversation with somebody in maybe one area of my life, and they're talking about a need that they have, I'm constantly thinking about connections that I have and how I can connect them to the person I'm talking to and create value from that relationship. And that's another way that you create value, is by being a broker of connections and introducing people and all those things. And that's the great thing about life, is you know tons of people, or hopefully you do. You're in your church community, you're going to your job, and you can just start building connections. And this will help as well, not only when you're giving value to people, but then they'll start thinking of how you can help somebody. And it just builds from there. Connections are one of the most important things. It's the best way to get a job, like I've talked about before. It's the best way to get introduced to relationships that are going to be of value to both people, are connections. Very rarely do you get a job by just applying online. It's usually a referral, it's somebody you know, because people want to know who they're working with. They want to like the people they're working with. And connections and building connections with people is one of the ways to do that. So stop expecting opportunities to fall into your lap, but go out there, start developing skills, start developing experience and relationships to help you get connected into the areas that you want to go. And that is when opportunities are going to happen. It's all about value. When you start to look to provide value to people and find ways to add value to people's lives, that is when they will reciprocate and add value to your life, because it becomes a mutually beneficial relationship. If a relationship is one-sided, it's never healthy, but there needs to be equal benefit for in a relationship for it to be healthy, for it to be successful, and for it to grow. So look for that. Look for adding value, not just for opportunities to fall into your lap. I hope that is a great encouragement for you in the beginning of this new year. I look forward to what God is going to do in your lives. I look forward to the value that you are going to add to the community that you are in. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear about how you're doing that. Reach out to me on the social media sites, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matt@howtobuildatent.com, and we will talk to you next time. God bless.